There seem to be four legs for every two in Poland. The Poles love their dogs. Last weekend, I took a bus out to the suburbs for a walk. After getting off, I headed down a country road that was like a canine zoo. As I passed the first large house, a furry brown, half-bear, half-dog creature came lumbering up to the fence and barked gruffly until I passed to the next house, where an excitable terrier took up the call. This was followed by two Jack Russells charging alongside me and gasping for breath between impetuous barks. Further down the road, I could see a German Shepherd sitting calm and composed. As I came close, it lunged, its barks rousing a Labrador in the neighbouring garden into action. I was glad there was a fence between us. I wouldn't want to deliver the mail in this area. I turned into a quieter road that ended in woodland. A little further and I reached a clearing. The ground had turned from earth to sand. I walked up the crest of a dune and descended into more forest. I emerged on the shores of a lake which had dried to a small stream trickling through the middle. It was a beautiful place to be after weeks in the city, but also a little ugly. The grass was dead, litter was strewn about. I tried to focus on the treetops and the blue sky. The sun was warm in the middle of the day. Spring felt close at hand. But later, as I stood waiting at the bus stop, I found myself sipping my coat tightly against the chill of the wind. Anything could happen between now and May. Sun, snow, a freak heat wave. It was a nice retreat at the weekend, but I look forward to travelling further afield again. That will have to wait until Easter. Until then, there was English to be taught and Polish to be learnt. I have a test tomorrow. I must revise. Until next time, do widzenia.